in a world full of straight people. Aren't you glad there's WOW Presents Plus, the number one place in the world to see Drag Race? And so much more. Subscribe to WOW Presents Plus. Still only $4.99. Subscribe today as streamed on TV.
Yeah, so my name is Onyx. I'm the alien queen from Drag Race España Season 2. And you're listening to Jazz Jesus.
Hello, kings and queens and in-between sinners, saints, and I don't know if I is or I ain't. Welcome to another restful and peaceful episode of Yas Jesus. I'm Daniel Franzese, and I'm not gonna go. I'ma stay, namaste, with my best day.
Azariah Southworth.
And here at Yas Jesus, we believe you should stay because
God wants you to stop what you're doing and just do nothing for a little bit. Can you believe?
Sometimes you just need to sit in a dark room all by yourself.
And maybe with a few others.
So sit down in our fictional pew-pew-pews and kick your feet up and relax, because we have something to praise about. We're going to get into our praise report and prayer request section of the show. That's where if you have a little something extra you want to hallelujah about, if your week is good, if you're like, God is so good, I want to share it, let us know, and we will hallelujah along with you. And also, in the same token, we know life can be heavy, and if you got something on your mind, if something's a little too hard to bear, let us know, and we'll add it to our prayer request section, and we and our Yas Jesuits will all pray for you. So we're going to start with a prayer request.
Yes, our prayer request this week comes to us from Jesse. Jesse said, a prayer for the 240 to be returned to their loved ones safe and sound, however sound that can be.
Yes, that's very important.
So we definitely join in prayer with Jesse and the hostages and their return, their safe return home.
And we have a praise report. This report is from Brent. It says that Alan and I recently made it official. Oh, we have a Yas Jesuit union here, and we just want to celebrate you and say that is so awesome. Congratulations to Brent and Alan on recently making it official. Whatever official means to you, we are happy for you, and we are celebrating it. And we want pictures. Lots of pictures.
All of them.
Oh, there is a picture.
Oh,
that's what this picture is. So it's official.
It's official.
It's official.
It's official.
Brent and Alan, you look adorable, and we love your outfits, and we're so happy for you. And look at those lavender socks. Yes, blushing bride. We are into it. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Hallelujah to that. We'll be right back with some more good news with the scripture of the day.
Hola, soy Onyx de Drag Race España segunda temporada y estáis escuchando este maravilloso podcast que se llama ¡Sí, Jesús!
And we're back with the scripture of the day!
That's right, Azzy. What is it?
Mark 6:31. He said to them, come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while. For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat.
Oh, they were just chill. That is a vibe. As the kids say, that was so aesthetic and vibey. We do love that. And for the gospel today, we want to talk, Yas Jesus, we're off in a party. We're a high energy party. Sometimes I got to slow Azzy down. A party where we deep dive into queer Christian culture, faith, activism, and all the things that make us human. Azzy and I just came from a bear picnic barbecue in Griffith Park here in LA. And it was all the bear community getting together and celebrating. And we were having a conversation about Yas Jesus. And we were so chill. And we were just basically saying that people were wondering what Yas Jesus is all about. And one of the things that I said I wanted to mention on the show was that it's interesting that when people find out that someone's queer, that they are gatekeeping the Bible and gatekeeping the messages and the teachings of Christ from people and other religions and other faiths. And it's just like, I've heard a lot of TikTok philosophers, I guess I would call them, discussing recently this concept of, we've been talking about what's your Roman Empire and what is the thing that you think about all the time. But also one of those kind of topics they were talking about is that human beings are a species that worships.
Right.
So if you think back to cavemen worshiping light from fire, or you think about the Mayans, or just all throughout history, we've always worshiped something. And so if we are a species that worships
instinctually,
worships. And organized religion is saying that that queer people can't have access to that, can't have access to the things that they think are the core of society and are good and have moral value systems. And we're not allowed to be a privy to that. It's true oppression. So we are just trying to liberate y'all. We're not, you know, this isn't a preachy or a teachy. This is a wonder. Like, we want to know what's in there because why can't we look at it? We want to know what's there. And so that's the kind of party we like to have where we could sit around and talk and discuss this kind of thing and realize we're just opening up the gates to all faith to figure out stuff and let all of this stuff that's been gatekeeped come back to you. And, you know, we're always working. We're at the party talking about our podcast, or we're talking about the next thing we're doing. And every once in a while, or so often, we just need to take a break. We just need to, like, have a mental health space where we can clear our mind and have thoughts. And that's what this episode's about. We need a break.
We need a break. And it's just not a break, it's a rest. Time where you can turn your body off and your brain off and just be, do you, you know what I mean. Just do you and be you just for a moment.
When you're an actor and performer, you're in a constant hustle mode. You're promoting yourself. You're doing everything. You're sharing it. And so you feel constantly on all the time. Like, everything could literally be my next gig. I was discovered in a club, a gay club, for my first movie, Bully. And I always said to people, like, cause some of my agents and managers would always be like, don't go out, you know, do this. And I'd be like, you can't tell a person who's discovered in a club that nothing happens at night. Mm-hmm. Like, I go out. I like to meet people. I make a lot of my friends as collaborators.
Yeah. You need to remember to take a break. One thing that I remember I shared with you that Yolanda Van Zandt taught me was that, not personally, it was through Oprah. It was an Oprah video. I learned this through, but it's a very good lesson. So listen up. The lesson was this. In the book of Psalms, you know how it says that your cup runneth over? So the overflow, the extra is for everyone else, but what's in the cup is for you. And when you give what you don't have to give, when you don't have an overflow, but you keep giving, you're making a thief out of the other person and they don't even know it. And so you got to keep your cup full and you got to remember to rest and to restore your mind and your body and your spirit. And that can be done in a multitude of ways.
It's a very put the air mask on your oxygen mask on yourself before your child. Like, have to be able to
fuck that kid. Put the air mask on you first.
You have to just be able to help someone. You have to be strong enough. Yeah. I mean, I learned that with my health scare this year, that you have to sometimes turn it back on you, you know, because if you're going forward, it's just never ending and it could be a toll. Yeah.
But we need to take a break every so often. That's the point. We are not designed to just go constantly. We were made to work hard, but also rest and restore our minds, our bodies, and our spirits.
I was texting with a friend talking about everything that was going on, and I was feeling tired. Like, I got burnt out just from, like, texting. And he came back with a series of suggestions. I want to read these to you. First of all, he said, it's like the principle of, have you tried turning it on and off again? Like, it will restart your critical thinking and restore your pain threshold. Like, sometimes you need to just boot your body down, shut the machine, and let it reboot.
You let your computer reboot.
I rebuke, not rebooting.
It's a little bit of that. But you let your computer reboot.
Yeah,
your body's
got to
do the same thing. I mean, it's very
just a restart. Yeah. You know, it's like working out.
Yeah. Like, we need a rest so that we can think clearly, that we can put up with pain or deal with whatever situation is going to come our way in from day to day, as that is life.
Yeah. You know, to put it in fighting language, listen to this. Sometimes in the middle of attacking the enemy, we need to fall back and reload our ammo and rest, but then we fight again at dawn. Like, we need, like,
okay.
Think about it, like warriors or whatever. Like, some of the warriors would be like, retreat. And
it
wasn't them fully giving up the battle.
Yeah.
Like, even if you're working on the hardest thing, if you're dealing with a family member that's going through a really rough time and you're carrying that on you, or you have a really rough job and you have to, like, solve the problem, or you're just very, very busy, sometimes you need to take that moment, and it could be a 5-minute meditation, but you need to just take a moment to just say, I need to retreat for a moment. I need to organize and get my data together, and then I could go back in with all of my force.
Invite peace and presence in, not war and violent imagery.
I know it's violent imagery, but you get it. Like, here's the first action. Okay, remember this. This is a text, so I'm going to try to read it in complete sentences. I said, be still. Set a timer. Take a 2-minute recess. Just breathe. You can just do 2 minutes.
2 minutes. That seems like a short amount of time when we talk about it now. But when you're trying to do something, there was the one lesson that I learned in therapy was that the lesson, like, we had to hold out our arm or something. I think it was that just this for 2 minutes. After 2 minutes of holding your arm out, you know, whatever, it gets wobbly or whatever it can. But so it seems like it's
If you were putting your two hands forward and you had a stack of books in each hand,
right,
and you had to like hold them up for 2 minutes. 2 minutes is a long time.
Start to feel the pressure of it.
But the relaxation of 2 minutes could also have that same amount of benefit. You know, there's a lot of settings and stuff. Like you get on your watch, you can like download apps and stuff that will tell you every 2 minutes you have to take a breath. You know, there's a little buzz on your phone that lets you know that you have to inhale when you have to exhale. There's a lot of ways to do self-care, you know. But eventually you could just find time to just close your eyes, focus on your breath, and take a deep breath. Just reset.
Yeah. And sometimes I wonder, when is fucking 2 minutes going to be up? But the point is, you can do it. You can do it. I can do it. We can do it.
You know, here's a recommendation. Lighting is really big for me. I'm a very big lighting. Clearly, I have like I'm behind me everywhere we go. So I like to shut all the lights. I like to just sit in a dark room, you know, maybe light a candle and just breathe.
And wherever there is a fluorescent light, it is our duty as God's children to replace it with warm amber lighting, okay? Yes.
Please, amber, darker shades, or even red. Red light will cure anything.
Yeah, that's very true. Acne, cured.
But Brett Easton Ellis, in his book Glamorama, he was like, when a club's under construction, if you have wires and like piles of concrete, it doesn't matter. Just shine a red light on it.
Call it the eagle.
And you're at the New York Tottenham Club is mess.
Yes, but nothing better for taking a little break than darkness, just a candle to focus your attention.
It's not like the room has to be pitch black, you know, but you shouldn't have other things pulling your focus, no screens or unnatural light.
Plus, there is something about watching the flame on a candle that is truly mesmerizing. You know, I could stare at the flame for hours.
Mm-hmm, you're a flamer.
Just for that wax to be dripped on me.
I know you can. I'll end with a little encouragement from my friend. He compares life to a marathon. Mm. You know, sometimes I don't think either of us have done a marathon. Have you done a marathon?
I've done a 5K.
You have? Okay. Well, that image for me is pretty good of me doing it. But like, look, if you just ran as fast as you could straight out of a marathon, you'd burn out. You only run out at the end. But when you can see the finish line, that's when you need to really do it. That's when you got to go trot through this shit right now and be like, I got to go. I got to get to the finish line because it's a marathon. But if you just went like hard from the beginning, you'd pass out.
Yeah, these are great suggestions. You need to rest for your physical health. That's why we get unhealthy when we don't sleep enough. Sleep is so important. You know, Catherine Kuhlman, she was an oddball, but she did say something that was good. You know, sleep is the most spiritual thing that you can do. So get your sleep, girl.
Rest is definitely good for your spiritual life and your spiritual health. There's tons of biblical stories about resting. We could share a few with you right now.
Who was the first person to take a rest? God. Yes, that's right. Can you imagine God being first? Huh, never. Yes, after working 6 days to create the heavens and earth, Genesis 2:2 says, on the sixth day, God finished the work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all the work that he had done.
So God pretty much set the example. God was the blueprint, okay? This is pretty much the beginning of the Bible, and God was working hard. Have you tried to create light and oceans and land?
Have you tried creating light, darling?
And animals?
Have you tried creating light?
And humans? It's a lot of work to do.
Have you created humans?
That's a lot of work for 6 days.
Out of ribs? Hello?
That's a 6 day.
I bet your ribs aren't that good.
That's more than, and you're not a 6 day job.
Well, the example that God set at the very beginning becomes one of the Ten Commandments in Exodus 20:8-11. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath day to the Lord your God. You shall not do any work. Put it down. You, your son or your daughter, your male or female servant, your livestock, or the alien resident in your towns, for in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, but rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord the Sabbath day and consecrated it. You know, that was my favorite thing about visiting Israel, was to see how everywhere, Palestine and Israel, they honored the Sabbath. Mm. It was just part of the culture. Here in America, we don't do that.
You know, I actually, it's inspiring because I was like, oh my God, a whole day to rest. Like I actually, you know, I'm here I am telling everyone on the podcast, we should all take a break. But I'm like, oh, a whole Sunday? I mean, we do Yes, Jesus on Sundays. That's kind of work. I mean, we're here for fun. It is fun, but we're always working. You know, I mean, I do take moments though. One time on my tour, I was just like, I need 3 days to go to Mexico and like go to like all-inclusive vacation with like a hot friend and call it a week. Because I was like, I can't be like on the road. You can't have me like up in like Kentucky to Omaha to Virginia to DC to this
and
to that.
And not let you
this.
Go to Mexico.
And not let me have like a little bit of like a break. You know what I'm saying? I needed like a little bit of rest.
Yeah.
You know, even just taking one day to rest, sleep in. I love a sleep in. Or eat a late brunch with friends. We went to the picnic in the park today. I left my towel, but whatever. Calm down. Yeah. You just gotta calm down.
If you're at the park picnic today and you found his towel, give it back to Danny, okay?
Gabriel, where's my
towel? See you there. All right, I want to give one more example from the Hebrew scripture. This is about Elijah, and he had just conquered Jezebel's army. She was threatening him, and so he ran into the woods. Listen to this. 1 Kings 19:4-8. Elijah went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a solitary broom tree. He asked that he might die. It is enough now, O Lord, take me away, for I am no better than my ancestors. Then he lay down under the broom tree and fell asleep. Suddenly, an angel touched him and said to him, "Get up and eat." He looked, and there at his head was a cake baked on hot stones and a jar of water. He ate and drank and laid down again. The angel of the Lord came a second time, touched him and said, "Get up and eat, or the journey will be too much for you." He got up and ate and drank. Then he went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the Mount of God.
Well, sometimes it's just hangry. Sometimes all you need is a snack and a nap.
And honestly, that picnic today was enough to feed us for 40 days and 40 nights. So we are on our own journey along with them today. But Jesus himself was a big believer in getting away to rest and recharge. Mm. Our scripture of the day is Jesus encouraging others to step away. Luke 5:15-16. Now more than ever, the word about Jesus spread abroad. Many crowds were gathering to hear him and to be cured of their diseases. Meanwhile, he would slip away to deserted places and pray.
Matthew 14:13. Now when Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place all by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the town.
The last one really gets to me. Sometimes you know that you need to get away, but you just can't. Jesus needed some me time badly, but he was too well known, too popular, too much of a teacher. You're familiar, you know what this is. And healer and leader. This story is the beginning of the feeding of the 5,000.
Oh, it's exhausting.
You know.
Now that we've talked about the basics of rest and the biblical case for rest, let's talk about what to do.
So what do you do with your Sabbath day?
Sleep in?
Yes, 100%. Have a relaxing cup of coffee or tea.
Eat a delicious meal.
Make love, baby.
Yes.
Sabbath is a great time for some love making, earth shaking, heaven raining.
And if you don't have someone else nearby, you can always love yourself.
Yes.
Okay, a little me time is good. I like to get my nails done. Yes. I like to get a massage. And, you know, a little self-pleasure goes a long way.
Get to do a facial, microdermabrasion, read a book, you know, one that you enjoy, hopefully.
Or listen to a podcast like Yas Jesus.
Or take a nap.
Yeah. Or go outside and walk in the sunshine, in the rain. Take your shoes off, ground into the dirt.
Yeah.
Whatever weather is your weather right now, just experience it.
People watch and work on your reading skills.
Yeah, sit outside while people walk by. That always works. Or dance like a fool in your own backyard and let people stare at you. What else do you like to do on your day off that makes you feel like a Sabbath? Message us at contact@yashjesuspod.com or on social media at yashjesuspod and let us know.
If you email us, I really want to know who's emailing us.
I do too. I want to be your friend if you're doing cool stuff. So
that's right.
Your tithe love, speaking of cool stuff, your tithe love offering charity act of good, we ask of you this week.
It's time to stop doing and start resting. Get a little me time in. Take a weekend off, honey. Stay home, sit in a dark room and light a candle. Do what you can to refill your tank, keep your cup flow and overflowing so that you can keep going out there to be the queer leader, the advocate, the worker, the friend that you need to be.
Yeah, because you may have followers, but if your followers aren't actively engaging with each other, learning from each other, and vibing regularly, then you don't have a community. Like, I remember the story of one of our listeners gave a haircut to another one of our listeners to kind of lift their spirits.
Yeah.
That's the kind of vibes that we want to have. So reach out to us. We want to know who you are and what you're doing because we want to feel your presence. And we also want to spread the love to queer Christian musicians and artists. And if you're a queer, If you're a queer Christian musician and you want us to play one of your songs, or if you have a tongue twister that you want to challenge me with, just send it to us at contact@yashjesuspod.com with a link to where we can find the MP3 file of the song that you want us to consider. But guess what? Don't go anywhere because we have more drag queen prayers. That's right. Yash Jesus was at RuPaul's Drag Con in UK, London. And while we were there, we got some holy prayers from some divine drag queens. And today, we're going to open a new prayer segment with a prayer offering from Onyx from Drag Race España.
I think that we, as queer people, we should create a space where we can feel safe and also to take care of each other. I think that sometimes we're fighting with each other for our identities and having our own conflicts, but we must make an exercise of empathy and realize that we are under the same problems. So maybe we can be together trying to fix each other's problems.
Onyx, what a prayer of unity and bringing us all together. That just reinforces us. We really want you to hit us up at contact@yashjesuspod.com. We want to bring us all together. So now let's bow our heads in prayer, unless you're driving because Jesus can't actually take the wheel. God, we pray for rest. We pray that we can calm our mind and shut out all the noise of this world. Give us rest from our labor. Give us Sabbath. We want Sabbath. Focus our thoughts so we can emerge stronger and ready to work in this world that you have created for us.
And we join in prayer with Jesse that the 240 will be returned.
Yes.
And we give thanks with Brent and Alan.
Hallelujah.
They look so cute with their rings. And we pray that they continue to have a beautiful life together.
Yes. God bless your union. Amen. Yes. Thank you for listening to another episode of Yash Jesus. You can find us on social media at Yash Jesus Pod or on our website at yashjesuspod.com. If you like the show, please support us with a donation. We have set up a Patreon account where you can become a supporter and also make a one-time donation through our Buy Us a Coffee button. Information to do both is going to be in the show notes on our website at yashjesuspod.com. And if you ain't got no money, honey, don't worry about it. Just leave us a review or share us with a friend. Now, those words just help spread Yash Jesus to others who might need to hear.
You can now leave an audio prayer request or praise report on our website at yasjesuspod.com. We would love to share your voice and your prayers on the show. So drop us a line at yasjesuspod.com.
And also, don't forget to send us some things for our new segment, Confessional. If you got a confession and you have an obsession with it and you want us to help you figure out what to do, let us know. Send us your praise reports too, your prayer requests, your episode ideas, guest ideas, or even just a, hey, you guys need to take a nap, okay? You're looking a little tired. We'd love to hear from you. Yash Jesus is hosted by me, Danny Franzese, and
Azariah Southworth. Music, sound, editing, and all things audio are done by Chris Heckman. Our show is produced by the Freakin' Deacon Ross Murray and Lady Boss Meredith Pauly. Our sugar daddies are Reverend Jeff C., Francesca S., Nathaniel N., and John H.
This episode is brought to you by the World of Wonder Podcast Network. We are streaming and screaming on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And remember, God loves you just as you are.
So keep praising the Lord, y'all.